We now turn our attention to Tehillim Chafav, Tehillim Capital 26. A short but very important chapter in Tehillim. And it begins, as does the previous capital, not with Mizmor LeDavid, not with LeDavid Mizmor, but just plain old LeDavid. And Rav Hirsch, who has an approach to both when it says Mizmor LeDavid and when it says LeDavid Mizmor, based on Chazal, also has an approach to whenever a capital Tehillim starts with just the words LeDavid. And that is that he believes that these kapitlach are an expression of the simple, basic essence of David. The raw material of David, as opposed to Mizmor LeDavid or David Mizmor, when he was either moved by song or expressing himself through song. Here he's just kind of stripped bare and telling it like it is. And he begins by saying, Shofteini Adonai ki ani besumi holachti, uvadonai botachti lo emot. God, judge me, because I have walked in my temimus, in my perfection, and I trusted in God and was never weary, didn't waver in my trust for God. I want to say something here, which is something that fascinates me, and I have not really talked too much about it in this series. And that is, I have talked a bit about how Radak addresses the Christian interpretations of Tehillim. But he's, of course, interested in situations where the Christians interpret Tehillim for Christological purposes. In other words, to bring support for their theories and their theologies from the phrases of Tehillim, as they do with other places in Tanakh, most notably Yeshayahu. However, non-Jews have turned to Tehillim, just as Jews have, because of the beauty of Tehillim, and have used Tehillim in their prayers. And occasionally, I've read books by various Christian writers and see how they interpret Tehillim. Not that they're trying to prove a point about Christianity, just how they understand it. And one of the great Christian theologians of the 20th century was a man named C.S. Lewis. And I always remember reading a short book he wrote about called Reflections on Psalms, where he just can't make sense. He writes this. He says he's puzzled by the times, how often David asks God, God, judge me. C.S. Lewis writes that for a Christian, to be judged by God is the most frightening experience possible. And yet David, from time to time in Tehillim, asks God to judge him, as he does here in Pasuk Aleph and in Pasuk Beis. God, judge me. God, test me. Try me. Now, we understand this from a Jewish perspective because we're not frightened by God's judging us. In fact, even on Rosh Hashanah, when God does judge us, and obviously we're full of fear and awe, aim of a year, etc., but ultimately we have this basic trust that God will judge us favorably. We're not afraid to be judged. C.S. Lewis found this difficult to understand. I think Jews find it not difficult at all to understand. God is a harsh God. He can judge and hold us accountable, but he is also a God full of rachamim, and it's not puzzling to us to see how David asks God to judge him. And that's what he does here. Hashem, shofteini Hashem, judge me. Bichoneini Hashem, test me. V'naseini, and try me. Sofo chil yosai v'libi, purify, cleanse my kidneys and my heart. Here, we have a truly beautiful approach by Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. He says, notice that David does not say, Ki ani besamim holachti. God, I walked in perfection. I walked with integrity. But rather, David says, Ki ani besumi holachti. I have walked in my integrity. And Rav Hirsch understands this to mean that David is saying here, God, I have not walked a betom or betomim, which would mean an absolute moral integrity, but merely in bitumi, in my own moral integrity, as I have understood it, as I have tried to practice it, mustering my own strength, my own being, my own thinking. It's my sense of tome, my sense of integrity. And therefore, David is turning to God and saying to God, God, the reason that I was able to trust my own judgment and integrity, which is certainly not perfect, it's just me with all my human faults and weaknesses, but I was able to do that because Bashem batachti lo emot. If you're out of law, I had bitachon on Hashem. I had bitachon that Hashem would set me right. Hashem would teach me the right derech if I was mistaken in my own personal approach. And, however, David goes further and says, Bichoneni Hashem v'naseini. God, help me attain a higher moral goal. Therefore, Bichoneni, examine me and let me know, how am I doing with my own practice of bitumi? Test me to see whether I would be capable of achieving more than I've achieved. And this, too, is the naseini. Hashem, test me, so that I could go higher than my own level of, my own initial level of integrity. Because your mercy was before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. Now, Rav Hirsch here again says, notice it doesn't say, viholachti ba'amitecho, which it does say, by the way, in Pasuk 1, ki ani besumi holachti, because there David was going in his own, to me, in his own integrity. Now, David is asking God to give him a higher degree of enlightenment, a more perfect type of integrity, and he's asking him to do it because of chastecha, because God, I want to be worthy of you. The his halachti is more than halachti. Rav Hirsch feels his halachti doesn't mean to walk, but to earnestly walk, to walk with great commitment, with great dedication. As we know of Avraham, it was said, Avraham Avinu, his haleich lefonai, not leich lefonai, but his haleich lefonai. Even Noach, Esho Elokim, his halech Noach. It's more than just walking. Hirsch translates it earnestly walking, walking with a dedication and purpose in your truth. Then the pasuk continues, and David says, Lo yoshafti yimisei shov, I have not sat down with men of vanity. Ve'im na'alomim lo ovo. And I have not come, I have not joined people who are na'alomim, who keep, who are hypocrites. Hirsch translates it, who are dissemblers, who are not what they seem, who hide their real selves. Sonesi kachal mereim, I hated every gathering of evildoers, v'im rishoim lo eshev, and I have not asked for a seat with the lawless. And here again, I want to turn to Rav Hirsch for another wonderful explanation. And that is that many things that we would not do alone, when we join the crowd, then we get carried away and follow the crowd. The crowd has a power, the crowd mentality, which there are things which we would never do ourselves, but if we're with a group of people, we do them. In the words of Rav Hirsch, there is no moral or social evil that does not appear less brutal in the eyes of the world once it has become widespread among larger circles. Once it's become popular, then anything goes. And therefore, David HaMelech says, I'm not that way. I didn't join these groups of people with whom I might have been carried away. To me, I'd rather not associate with these groups, but rather, Pasuk 6, I will wash my hands. I first washed my hands in purity, and then I first cleansed myself personally. This is the midah of nikayon, of cleansing, of being clean, of being totally pure and guiltless. The midah which, in my opinion, no one has equaled the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, in his Mesilas Yeshurim, when he talks about the Midah of Nekius, of being clean, of being innocent, of being pure, and what a wonderful, wonderful Midah it is. And David says, when I approach the Mizbeach, when I approach the Beis HaMikdash, I do it b'nikoyon. In the words of Radak, Lo kor shoim shemivin olos bidehem videhem damim moleu. I do not come to the Mizbeach with guilty hands, with stolen sacrifices, but rather I come to the Mizbeach with purity. And I join the circle. A circle has to have many people. One man can't be a circle. When I join the circle around your Mizbeach, I'm joining a crowd, but it's a different crowd. The first crowd was a crowd of Mereim, of evildoers, of Rishoim, of the wicked, of Mesei Shov, of Na'alomim. That's the crowd to avoid. But I want to go join the crowd of circlers of the Mizbeach. Lashmiya b'kol todo ulesaper kol niflo usecho, to express, to make my voice heard in thanksgiving and to tell all of your wonders. There's something special about saying thanks to God, as we do every day in Shemona Esrei privately, but there's something extra special about saying thanks to God in public. The custom is to make a su'udas hodo'o. When one is thankful for some great deliverance from illness or prison or imprisonment or whatever, to make a su'udah, to express one thanks publicly. L'saper kol niflo usecho lashmiya b'kol todo, to make my voice heard. I always recall the commentary of the Netziv on Chumash, with reference to the fact that a korban todah has to come with one animal sacrifice plus 40 breads, 40 challos of different types. And the Netziv wonders in his commentary, how mikdover, 40 bread, that's a lot of bread, and it has to be eaten day, night, and that's it. You don't even have the next day, as you have with a korban shlomim. So you have much less than 24 hours to consume the lachmei todah, the 40 breads. How do you do it? Well, you can only do it if you invite others to partake. If you have a big meal, a big seudah, and invite others, because a todah has to be done publicly. And this is why David says, lashmiya b'kol todah, to make the voice of thanksgiving heard and to tell the wonders of God. Hashem ahavti ma'on beisecho mekom mishkan kavodecho, God, I love your house, your dwelling place, your Beis HaMikdash, the place where your glory dwells. Right? That contrasts this Pasuk 8 with Pasuk 5. In Pasuk 5, David speaks of sonesi kahal mereim. I hate a certain hangout, and that's the hangout where the mereim hangout, the place where the mereim are. But your ma'on beisecho, your clubhouse, so to speak, ahavti, I love. And that's where I want to use a simple vernacular, hang out. That's where I want to spend my time. Alta es sofim chatoyim nafshi, again, same theme. I don't want to join groups of people who are chatoyim, who are sinners. V'im anshei domim chayoi, I don't want to spend my life with men of blood. And here Hirsch says, anshei domim does not necessarily mean actual murderers, but means people who are guilty of crimes that jeopardize or destroy the life or welfare of another person. Those people are anshei domim. I don't want to be in that society. So David's saying, I don't want to be a loner. I don't want to be an isolate. I want to be with other people, but I want to be able to discriminate between the chatoim, the anshei domim, asher bideihem zima, who reach out with their hands for lust, v'yiminam malo shochad, and whose right hand is full of bribes. I want to avoid their company. I want to walk on in my integrity, redeem me and favor me and place me in good company. Then, once my foot shall stand in an even place, I will bless the Lord in the congregations, in the multitudes, among many, many people. This is the ultimate reward that David wants. David wants David's a sociable person, a friendly person. He wants people. He wants a society. But he discriminates between the evil society and the good society and asks God to help him join the makelim, the groups of people who are, as he is, avorech Hashem, who are people who bless the Lord in the congregations, in the public domain. This brings us then to the end of this short capital, 12 psukim of 26. Tomorrow we will go on to capital 27, a very familiar one, L'David Hashem Odi V'Yishi, which we say, of course, during Elul and until Shmini Atzeres, a very beautiful capital, which I look forward to sharing some ideas with you.